Based on that, is there any further discussion amongst ourselves to the applicant? Someone ready to make a motion?
This has been used for 2 years in that area. I don't know who Mrs. Penrod's had problems with, but I know she lives right over there where there's several of them around her, but just to pinpoint which one is driving up and down the road and causing mischief for her family, I don't know about this particular one. I don't know if it was one that she could point out that was a troublemaker, well, then we could know more about it.
Any other discussion? Where we can get to a motion for or against the application?
I'll make a motion that we do approve it.
Okay, we do have a motion on the floor to approve. Would there be a second for that motion? And do you feel...
Is this a motion, is this address the buffering issue in any way?
With a suitable buffer, which I think a privacy fence would be well served.
If it addresses the buffering issue, I would give a second to that.
Okay, with the motion on the floor that specifically addresses the privacy fence.
Is a privacy fence just in the location that the representative indicated?
Indicated on the plan.
On the north side?
On the north side, correct. And we feel comfortable with the other buffer. So we've got that motion, and then we've got a second to that. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of approving the motion, raise your hand and say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So we have 5-2.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we have 188 Clymer Street, Kirbyville. Chad Jensen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Chad and Heather Jensen are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit to allow nightly rental use in the existing single-family home at 188 Clymer Lane, Kirbyville, Missouri. Per the assessor's information, the two-bedroom single-family home was built in 1957, is located in the Gibbs subdivision, is on Lot 9. No past septic or building permit information was found in the planning department records for this property. The property is served by a community well for water and an on-site wastewater system for wastewater. Property to the south is the U.S. Corps of Engineers Bull Shoals property, and properties located to the east, west, and north are single-family homes and vacant residential lots. The applicant has submitted a site plan for buffering, adding arborvitae to the west and east side of the properties, and also a site plan for 4 parking spaces. This project received a total score of -7 on the Eastern Taney County Relative Division 3 Policy Score Sheet. And Chad, I was bringing this through as a 3-bedroom, so in the decision of record, it would allow... Well, 2-bedroom allow no more than 6 persons.
Yes, sir.
Total. So, here's the buffer plan on the east-west side and the east side. Some photos of the parking area. And then this is a picture along the east side for some extra parking that he showed in his plan that's in your then your decision of record is your nightly rental.
That's what I have.
Thank you. Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, thank you very much for your time this evening. As far as the plan goes, you know, we do have the two spots there that were shown in the with the vehicle that's parked outside of them. You can actually park underneath of that porch as well. So there's four spots there, and we're also planning along the side of the house, if you would, Scott, right there to be able to pull a trailer so that we have plenty of parking on site. I don't want that to be a concern. And then as far as the buffer plan, you know, we decided on arbor right because we feel like with the natural appearance of the property that would be best suited and provide good buffer for our neighbors, which are on either side. The neighbor to our left there is pictured. They're there maybe about three times a year. Behind the structure, there is a vacant lot there, and then there is a large building, and to the right, there is a neighbor that is there full-time. So we're kind of tucked away in the corner there. Some additional details. The septic system was reviewed and was adequate for six people. And my wife and I were planning to be the full-time. This is a secondary residence, vacation for us. And after we purchased it, we found that we didn't use it quite as much as we had hoped. And so, we thought to be able to offset some of the expenses with it, that we'd use it for a short-term rental. And we'll be the managers. We only live 30 minutes from the property. We live here, so we'll be the 24-hour representative available. And my wife, she doesn't have other appointments, so she'll be available. And this is pretty much like, I guess, a full-time job for her. But, you know, like I said, we're not really looking to make a lot of money with this. We're just trying to offset some of the expenses associated with ownership of a secondary residence. We've owned and managed several other businesses. This isn't something that would be new for us. I currently manage 20 employees and, two other businesses. So, you know, as far as the management of it, we plan to make sure that the property is appropriately taken care of and that it doesn't cause disruptions in the community. It's a pretty tight-knit community, here in this area, and we want to keep it as such. It's not something that we're looking to, cause problems or any sort of issues, and we also wanted to mention that we checked out our homeowner's insurance and when it is rented out that it will be updated to reflect the short-term rental, and also that I keep very, very high limits on my insurances. I have a lot of assets that I have to protect, so I don't want members of the community to be concerned about coverage for any issues that might arise, which hopefully they shouldn't. We spoke with several members of the community. I do believe we have one that's will be here in favor today. And mostly their concerns involved not knowing who is at the residence. And I am aware of another property that's in the area there, and several of the other homes are occasionally used for short-term rentals. When I asked them about those that have been operated for some 7 years, and I asked if they'd ever had a problem with them, they all stated that they had not. I do recognize that there's probably several members of the community that perhaps fear that change, and but I don't feel truly. I don't feel that change is really truly founded, especially with having a previous history of it in the neighborhood and them all saying that it wasn't an issue. So I look forward to working with you all and the community to be able to make this short-term rental happen.
Any questions for the applicant now?
Who reviewed your septic system?
I don't remember the company, but I could get that information for you. It was done when the home was purchased. There was an issue with the septic, and I asked him at that time if it was going to be appropriate size, and they said that it would be.
There was an issue with it?
I honestly don't recall what the issue was. But.
Was there a remedy made for whatever issue it might have been?
Yes, there was. Yeah. That was a part of the closing on the house. And we currently still use the house. Like, we were there this last weekend, and we plan to continue doing that. And I make repairs as necessary. It's a nice house. And we plan to rent it for, you know, a good amount of money. I don't anticipate having a lot of, I mean, low, this isn't going to be an inexpensive rental for this area. In front of the property, there's a nice green area. It goes all the way down to the lake. And then there's also a boat ramp right there. So this is not something that you would end up with a lot of low income or an inexpensive rent.
Thank you. Do we have anyone in the audience that signed up that's opposed to this application? Okay. If you want to go ahead and have a seat, we'll...
Thank the commission members for the opportunity to speak to you here. My name is Kevin Berry, one property at 146 Clymer Lane. That would be two houses, second house to the right of the proposed property. Just a frame of reference that our house was built in 1959 by my parents, my grandparents, and extended family. So that was when I was 2 years old. So I've seen... It was the first place in this subdivision or area, and so I've seen all the changes go on to it. And before I get started on this, I just want to say that my comments have nothing to do with the Jensens. I've seen them. I haven't had a chance to speak to them, but I've seen them on the lake and coming and going. They seem like a really nice family, and we welcome them to the neighborhood. So this is strictly against the proposal that they have. Basically, my points would be due to insufficient infrastructure to support the use of these properties. This is down Highway MM and then Mission Lane, which the county a few years ago improved our dirt road down to the water and built a little parking facility so people could park some boats and things there that we've really enjoyed. It used to be about 300 yards, now it's about 300 feet long with the height of the water. So what's happened with that, all that area where both parking and things, the people are parking up on Clymer Lane in the grass. And so we've had, about 3 weeks ago, we had 8 trucks and boat trailers up there that were parked along that road. So it does get kind of congested there, especially with the high water. The Corps Engineer property, they posted signs where they're not supposed to go in the grass. The Corps Engineer property goes all the way up to basically the front of those structures. So Mr. Jensen's house is right on the line of the Corps property, as is ours. And so it limits what can be done there. And the properties are extremely small, the lots are. And that was part of the problem when they did the reconstruction on his house, is they were limited what they could do because the property didn't allow them to change the footprint of the foundation because the lot was too small to change the septic system and things. So they're small places. But back to my point, basically the state maintenance ends 3 or so miles up there, and then the county maintains Mission Lane down to the water. All those roads that you see are private maintained, and the Mission Lane, the last eighth of a mile before it gets to this that you can see, goes back to basically the width of our old dirt road did. It's a 3-track. Everybody shares the middle lane, so there's not a lot of room for passing there. And when it gets on these private roads, while they appear to be a regular street size, they're a single lane, and that's being generous. So there's no passing or meeting, and so it makes for a little difficult movement, especially when we get all those boats.